freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. You take control of the show, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-9231. The second hour of the program. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Johnson. Manwich.
Yes.
The second hour is
always my favorite.
Why?
Well, no good reason, really. I thought it was interesting that you pointed out this is the second hour.
Well, it is the second hour, and I always say that because I want everybody to know that we have a first hour, especially if they're only tuning in for the second hour. See what I mean? Some radio stations don't pick up every hour of the show. And
you, my friend, are a broadcast genius.
I don't know about that. Tell them about the bulletin board system, Manwich.
Bulletin board system is a section of our website where people go on and post whatever it is that they want to talk about back and forth. We post all our stories on there, and then people talk about those things. There's thousands of posts on there, hundreds of people participating in the bulletin board system, and you can log on and participate in the bulletin board system, too.
Yes, you can. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's the Free State Project, toll free at 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org, freestateproject.org. And I mentioned right before we went to break during the last hour that that's where I'm going.
Me too.
It's the only place to go.
It really is.
Well, we're all Free State Project.
All of us.
Yeah.
With this security apparatus just getting out of control in this nation, we're talking about the TSA last hour, and actually we hadn't quite finished the article. What has happened here is somebody in a California newspaper was recounting the story from his daughter's, from when his daughter came home from college for Thanksgiving. She had a small pocket knife in her backpack that he had placed there, her father had placed there. She didn't even know it was there. She was coming back home. TSA caught the knife, confiscated the knife, probably had a little talk with her and sent her on her way. I thought that's where it all ended. I thought, we've heard plenty of stories about people getting things confiscated, and we never heard this part. So I wonder how long this has been going on. They then received a notice of violation saying that their fine is $250. But if they pay within 30 days, it's only $125. So $125, and they got to keep the knife, the TSA. And I said last hour that what is the budget for the TSA in the millions? Well, I was wrong. I went to the TSA's website. Their proposed budget for 2005 is $5.8 billion.
That's real money.
So for some reason, $5.8 billion just isn't quite enough.
Just to pay those chuckleheads.
Yeah, it's never enough for these bureaucrats. So now they're instituting a set of fines, and for all I know, it's been this way. Just nobody's reported on it for some reason.
Just sit down and have a conversation with your average TSA agent and wonder where that $5.8 billion is going. Of your money!
They're just utter trash. Anyway, a TSA attorney who asked strangely to not, that this guy who was writing the article not use his name, told me that the kid was a fined a minimal amount precisely because it was determined that she lacked criminal intent. So apparently now the TSA has the ability to determine your intent.
Yes.
If you have a weapon.
It's that those wands they use.
The intent wand.
Yes, the intent wand.
And apparently 70 to 80% of the fines are levied against people who forget to check things like pepper spray. Fines that are intended to be, as he put it, educational and corrective, not punitive.
Punitive.
So this is a corrective fine. You correct yourself next time and check every square inch of your backpack to make sure you didn't leave a little nail file or whatever in there. That way you don't get another $125 fine, I guess.
No. This fine is meant to raise money for the TSA.
Right.
Where do we come off believing that the government has the ability to sit out there as judge, you know, as mom and say, I mean, it's not, none of this stuff's corrective, okay? I mean, these things have to be criminal or not. I mean, she is a criminal or she's not.
This is
she's an evil terrorist intent on doing harm or she's not.
this is also one of those situations where apparently, I mean, we all know that we have all these laws in this country, and supposedly ignorance of the law is no excuse. And the military members have this whole stop-loss program, which none of them knew about when they signed up. They didn't know that they were going to be able to be kept in the military until time immemorial, if the military so deems that appropriate. Just in the same way, when I was in the airport last, I didn't see any signage that said, please empty your, you know, please leave your weapons at home or you'll be fined. I didn't see any sort of warnings. Do they really expect every passenger to go to the TSA's website and delve through its maze of of links and BS to find the actual regulations? Well, which, have you ever tried reading a law before?
It sucks.
It obviously looks like their website isn't too busy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I love the section where they post the newest news articles
about
the TSA.
It's called About the TSA. It's under the About the TSA section.
People get positive feedback.
Right, and then under the subsection, what others are saying about the TSA. Letters, quotes, and stories. Here's a smattering of the written recognition.
You think they're going to put Free Talk Live? You think they're going to tell and say Manwich talking about them being a bunch of dolts, dullards, and mendicants? Do you think they're going to put that on there?
Obviously not.
Well, just in case they don't know how to spell dolt, it's D-O-L-T, dolt.
This is a section for people to just email feedback and be like, I love the TSA, and then they'll like think about posting that after reviewing it. But if you send them articles that say TSA are a bunch of fools, no, they're not going to post it because they look through it to edit it. If this were a public message board where you could just go and post whatever you wanted to, my God.
I want to know. I bet you could probably count on one hand the amount of government websites that have a public message board. anyway, I want to read this to you here.
I bet you can count it on one finger.
Maybe less. What others are saying about the TSA. Here's a smattering of the written recognition. So the website, their webmaster, so busy, he only has time to post just a smattering of the articles.
Right.
I mean, there's such a deluge of it. He just can just post a couple of them. Here's a smattering of the written recognition TSA screeners and staff has received for a job well done. TSA reserves the right to edit submissions for length, style, and grammar. January 2005. No content found for this month. Well, you can give them a break. We're only halfway through the month. Maybe they post everything at the end of the month. Cut them some slack on January 2005. Now, for the entire month of December 2004, no content found for this month. November of 2004, no content. October, no content. You have to go all the way back to September to find some content.
Gee, I wonder why there was comments in September.
Yeah. Look, there's one on 9/11. And then they give you quotes from some news articles and quotes from happy passengers that were just so cheerful about, you know, how the TSA treated them. I don't even know if I want to read this propaganda. I don't think I should. Because it's just mindless, mind-numbing propaganda from the TSA.
Oh, my God. They think we're so stupid, you know?
Maybe we are.
So stupid.
We're definitely ignorant. I used to use the word stupid, but I think ignorant's a better word because Americans have just been completely dumbed down, but they're capable of learning. I really believe it. Americans are capable of learning the truth about this country and that you deserve to be free, that we're supposed to be free, that freedom is the best security, that freedom is the answer to all of our woes in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
But there ought to be a government program. There ought to be a government program to promote freedom.
Man, can you imagine how bastardized that would be?
Yeah, wait, exactly. Don't you understand? That's the solution. Don't you get it?
I pay all
these taxes. There should be a program.
You know what? That's why this show is here. We are the one of the very few voices for freedom on the airwaves in this nation. And that's why we want to be on as many radio stations as possible. So call your local program directors and ask them to add Free Talk Live all six nights a week. You can call us, though, at 1-800-259-9231. Maybe give us your airline hell story. Or maybe you did have a good experience with the TSA. Go ahead. Good experiences. Dial in. We'll reserve some phone lines for you tonight. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Still waiting on those calls.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And also Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Personal, political, anything. 1-800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Don't forget at freetalklive.com, we get the wonderful Shrine of Female Listeners. If you're a lady and you listen to the show, you can be part of the shrine. It's not a beauty contest. All ages are accepted. Well, I mean,
encouraged.
You can't really submit the picture of your little baby or anything like that. I mean, you have to actually be able to listen to the show. But otherwise, yeah, if you're a woman, you can be on the Shrine of Female Listeners.
So they're capable of listening to the show.
No, they can hear the show. They can't listen to it. So 1-800-259-9231, you can email your picture, ladies, to ftl@freetalklive.com. And if we've never heard from you before, if you've never called in or never emailed before, then go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. That way we can give a nice little description by your name. Again, log on to freetalklive.com to check that out and much, much more. We're talking about the TSA. We're talking about airline security. And apparently they're now handing out fines when they confiscate your stuff. So not only do you get to lose your pocket knife, but you also get a $250 fine along with that a month later. And there's, of course, no notice of this. There's no warnings in the airports, at least not that I noticed the last time I was in one, that you might get your ass fined for having something on your person or in your bags that you didn't know was there. And maybe they'll be like the cops that some of the unscrupulous police officers that we have around this country and just, oh, look what I found. It's a pair of nail clippers. That's going to be a $75 fine, sweetheart. Maybe they'll just kind of find things in people's bags now just so they can just generate even extra income coming in from fines.
Would they do that?
Would they confiscate the item.
Has that ever been done before? A law enforcement officer planting stuff in order to get recognition from their bosses and to increase fines?
Look at
innocent parties paying the price?
Please. No, never before in the history of this nation.
It's like sheep. I swear to God, we're like sheep.
Oh, I should mention that there are options. In case you don't want to pay the fine, here's what you can do. You can prove that the violation never happened. Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Or you can, in the case of an unemployed...
Don't they have to prove that the violation happened? Isn't that kind of, the whole jurisprudence thing?
I'd love to say that. Yeah, that'd be great. Take it to court. Go ahead, take it to court. Okay, now I want you to produce the item with my fingerprint on it. Produce the item and prove that the item was owned by me.
Yep.
Yeah, odds are they don't have video footage of them finding the item.
Sure, okay.
Because they've taken the item from you and they haven't returned it, so they should still have it in their possession.
I bet you that no TSA officer ever purchases another pair of fingernail clippers.
Yeah, exactly. Or a pocket knife or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, here's the other thing you can do. If you're unemployed, you don't have any money, you can fill out a 4-page financial statement debtor and explain your existence form that could get the fine reduced. It could also leave you wishing that you had paid it. Violators may also meet informally with a TSA attorney or request a formal hearing before an administrative law judge with the understanding that a complaint will be filed by the TSA if you do. And he asks the question, does this scare anyone? And then he gets some response. He's got another column where he writes some of the responses from his readers. And I found some of these interesting. So I'm going to share them with you. Again, you can interrupt the show, though, anytime at 1-800-259-9231. Because, thankfully, I don't have any bad airplane stories to tell. I don't fly. I mean, I made one flight within the past couple years, and I observed the TSA being lazy and worthless. But, thankfully, nothing terrible happened to me during that time. My column on TSA airport searches and surprise fines brought several responses like this one from a reader who wished to remain anonymous. Quote, thank you for writing about the TSA thugs. And what better word for the TSA could you find than thugs? They take your property and then they mail you an invoice.
I kind of like Waffen SS.
Dullards.
what about the SS?
Waffen SS.
Waffen.
Yes.
Is that what they call the SS?
It's just that.
Luftwaffe.
I've heard of Luftwaffe.
I'm not even sure.
Okay. Yeah, it was SS. Well, the SS came around to people's homes and did much more egregious things than the TSA.
Yeah, well, the TSA haven't gotten around to that yet.
Right, they're in the initial stages.
You have your papers.
Then they're in the brown shirt stage?
See, now, we're in the stage of you come to them. They sit around and wait around in the airports, and then you come to them, and then they search.
You see what they're going to have soon is they're going to have this, you'll have your national ID with an RFID, that's going to broadcast all your information and whatnot as you go through the checkpoint. I mean, why don't you just clip it to your arm, Get a little armband sleeve for it so you can always wear it. You can have it as you're walking through the airport.
It'd be much better if they just sewed it into your skin.
It'll just have all your papers. They're working on that one, too.
Don't forget the yellow star for all Muslim Americans.
there's a lot of conspiracies out there about that stuff, but if there's one you should believe, that they are trying to get this national ID passed, and they would love to have...
It's passed.
Yeah, and well...
The national standards for driver's license are passed. And that means that within a year or two, I don't know what the deadline is, for the standards to be finalized, then every state driver's license, every state who receives federal money, I'm sure, which is probably 50 of 50, is going to have to adhere to said federal standards.
And you better believe they want to get a chip in your license that's going to broadcast stuff. And you better believe that they would love to have that chip under your skin. You better believe it. Because, you know, and imagine this. If they do get RFID chips in these in your driver's license, soon they'll have strong enough readers to just read it. Oh, you're speeding. Who's speeding in that vehicle? Mm. Oh, look, this driver's license.
Issue
Let's
a fine.
Read the RFID.
Just issue a fine without even pulling you over, right?
Yep.
But just like they do with the cameras. I mean, here in the Tampa Bay area, we have pole-mounted cameras all over the place.
Yep, everywhere.
At every semi-major intersection, there are at least 4, if not 8, different cameras mm-hmm. positioned in various different directions, and some of them can even rotate. So somebody at a remote office can control some of these cameras. And there is an existing program where if you run a red light, the camera will flash a picture of your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Some bureaucrat takes down that license plate number and passes it on to the police department, and then they send you a fine in the mail.
Well, here's my question, Ian. What if you take the Manwich Mobile and you go down to the local corner store? You suppose you want to go get yourself a soda pop,
mm-hmm.
and you run a red light in my car.
You're going to have to prove, I guess, that you weren't driving your own car.
But I may not remember. I mean, I'll get the ticket three weeks from now.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, I don't go down there.
You could always come and fight it in court, I guess, and, you know, hire a lawyer. Or try and fight it yourself, and then take, like Johnson had to do, take a day off from work so you can go fight something in court. Or you can just pay the fine, Manwich, and that's what they want.
That's what it is. It's a lot easier to pay the fine, you know.
That's what it is all about, is separating you from the money that you earned, the money that you worked for. These worthless bureaucrats do nothing, and they get to take our money.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people in this country, from mostly the left side, that think that money isn't earned, it's just distributed.
Oh, God. These people just don't have any... So many people in this country don't have any basic grasp on economics. Not even a basic low-level grasp. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up what's on your mind. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Let's see. Dream budget for the new year. Vacation, $5,000. New house, $200,000. Used car, $35 million. Wow. Wake up and smell the coffee. Because when I race back, I'll tell you which previously driven car is so expensive. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Got a few extra bucks to buy a new car for the new year? Well, you'll need 35 million of them to buy a used Formula One racer. Formula Ones are so expensive because 100 engineers collaborate and build a new race car for team drivers every year from scratch. Not one piece is reused, as each car's design is tweaked for aerodynamics and speed increases. These high-tech vehicles, which weigh a mere 1,200 pounds and go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 5 seconds, run only 17 races before being put on the auction block. Any takers for a slightly used $35 million car? I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Don't forget you can log on at freetalklive.com and tune in to us online. At the live stream, 64 kilobits per second. It is the highest quality stream on the site. There are a number of affiliates who stream our show as well, but they just don't have the bandwidth in order to give out that high quality stream.
Wimpy little stream.
So for those of you who are still on modems, you can still get a lower quality stream elsewhere. We link to them on the website, but there's
listening to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, like that.
For the low quality stream.
Well, it's not that bad.
Now, if they are listening on a modem, if they are listening on a modem, they can't understand you right now.
Yeah, that would be really bad. Exactly. But yeah, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. Much, much more, all free, all on the house. freetalklive.com. I swear, man, we can talk about the security thing for just hours upon hours because it's so expansive, so intrusive in our lives. $5.8 billion is what the 2005 budget is for the Transportation Security Administration.
I was just at the airport. I was picking up my fiance from... So it was fun. Must have been Sunday.
All right.
It was last Sunday, not this Sunday. I was just at the airport, and I was just like the rest of them, scampering around, not wanting to get... do anything wrong, you know, not get, wanting to...
Well, why would you want to do something wrong?
Attention to myself, but it's not the right attitude to have at all. I'm not saying...
What are you supposed to do?
We aren't supposed to be scared of them.
Light some fireworks? I mean, what are you going to do?
I'm just saying we're not supposed to be scared of them.
I agree with that, but at the same time, they are scary. I mean, they'll take you and throw you in a brig somewhere.
I have a question real quick, as is my way, being the random researcher and very interested in the statistics. Either you know possibly what the population of the United States is.
It's about 291 million.
That's
people.
Of the 200. That's the 2000 census.
291 million.
I would have
could
thought
you
that
possibly
was
just could we do a little math? I'm curious as to what everyone's personal cost is at least
for the TSA.
Because 291 million people.
It'll break down to be pretty cheap, and that's why most.
Well,
people...
I don't think that's cheap. If you're talking about $5.8 billion,
we'll have to do it.
291 million.
We'll have to do it in a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a show about your calls. We're going to go right to them as we get them in here. Tim in Missouri, listening on KCXL. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Love your show here.
Thanks, Tim.
I just wanted to comment on something you said earlier, talking about the national ID card.
Okay.
You know, tied into our driver's license, and yeah, I heard your comments about that. What my question was is, when it comes time to renew your driver's license, are you going to accept that?
Am I going to accept having another driver's license?
No, no. I mean, accept this ID card. It's going to, you know, it's changing. Your driver's license, even though the template is already in place, it's going to change now.
Well,
and I just was curious, you know, you guys, you talk a pretty good game.
Yeah,
I just wonder what your opinion is about that, because I'm just curious what you're going to do. Are you going to accept that, or are you going to, you know, say, no, I don't want that. Give me a regular driver's license.
I'm going to check something here real quick. I'm taking out my driver's license, and I'm looking, okay, my driver's license expires in 2007. And let me tell you, I hope to be in New Hampshire by then.
Mine expires a little bit sooner, unfortunately.
Yeah, mine expired expires about February the 16th.
And I'm stuck here in Missouri, but, you know, it does reach a point where you have to stand up and say no, that I'm not going to accept this anymore. This is wrong.
How does that translate, though, Tim? Does that translate to Tim just going ahead and driving without a license?
Well, you know, I don't want to get to that point. I'll be honest with you, but what do you do? If you sit here and you just accept everything that they give you, you're saying it's okay. And eventually you have to stand up and say no.
The one other solution that I have that comes to mind is, and this would be very, very difficult to do, but it would be a possibility, based off of, I don't know if you've ever heard of Michael Babnarik?
Yes, sure.
The libertarian...
I considered voting for him. I voted for Mike Farouk instead, but that's for my own personal reasons. But yeah, Babnarik was a good candidate.
Well, he has a class in the Constitution. He talks about allodial titles. Now, if you own your vehicle in allodial title, you don't have to be licensed. So that's one solution.
You have to explain now what an allodial title is.
An allodial title is where you actually own your property. In other words, in this country, most people don't actually own their property because you have to pay taxes on it. You don't actually own it. The government owns a piece of it. In an allodial title, you actually completely own your property and no one else has any say in what happens to it.
Now, didn't he gave an example, because I saw this part of this Constitution class. He gave an example of, it sounds like one of those conspiracy theories, but the way he presents it, it makes total sense. Like, when you buy a car, they're supposed to give you the manufacturer's statement of origin?
Right.
And if you get the manufacturer's statement of origin, then that means that you own the car. Now, apparently, when you go ahead and register
it. Yeah.
Let me see if I understand this right, because I've only heard it once. When you go and register your car with the government to get your title, then you have to give them that manufacturer's statement of origin. Or actually what usually happens is the car dealer does all this and you don't have to do anything. You just wait and then you get your title, right? Well, if you ask for the manufacturer's statement of origin when you're buying your car, they're supposed to give it to you. And then the government, supposedly, when they actually get their hands on it, they destroy it, because then the car is theirs and you're renting it from them by paying tax on it. Something like that. Did I explain that correctly?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Ben and Eric has some really interesting ideas.
Unfortunately, that means that you'd have to be able to buy a brand new car at face value with cash in order to actually own the car.
Right.
In order to actually get the manufacturer's statement of origin, if you wanted to go through this whole process.
Yeah.
And who can afford that?
Most people can't.
Right.
You know, us average Joes out here have to make do on what we can.
And those who can are still kind of silly for doing it.
Yeah.
You know, a new car, you lose three, four, $5,000 just driving it off the lot.
So, yeah, exactly. That's why I would never want to buy a new car. So, Tim, the question still remains is, what is the right thing to do? I mean, when these new national ID cards come down the pipe, how do you protest it?
The only way I can think to protest it is to refuse it. And then you are at the government's mercy.
And you'd have to do it publicly in order for you to get any sort of attention. Otherwise, you'd have to wait till you got arrested and then hope that someone wrote an article about you.
Well, yeah.
You'd get in jail.
Absolutely. You know, that's why you have to stand up and holler and make your voice known and hope that you carry some other, or, you know, you carry some other people with you. But I've been out here long enough, but I wanted to say...
Yeah, we're losing you, actually. We're losing your connection,
Tim. You sound like you're on the beach, man.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Well, my phone's fading out, but I enjoy your show, and keep up the good work.
Keep listening, man. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231.
You know, he made some excellent points. I mean, I love the call. But I'm not that scared of the national ID card thing. It doesn't bother me that much, because I don't...
Because
think
it doesn't seem like a big deal.
It doesn't affect my freedom directly. It only affects it indirectly. If, you know, it affects the way... Now, I feel like this administration has left me a lot freer than the last one. You don't see Ruby Ridge, you don't see Waco, you don't see all these things that were occurring. Like, huge, awful, terrible violations of the Constitution.
You know that stuff would happen if somebody had the balls to stand up to this administration.
And actually, a lot of that stuff is happening. You're just not hearing about it anymore.
Really? Like what?
Oh, and suddenly the press has dropped off the face of the earth?
I think some stuff that... yes, absolutely. It has.
Well, if
for example, our presidential candidates going away.
Yeah, that's true. Getting arrested. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're going to get to Ken next and your calls. This is Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. The show is yours. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about security. The TSA. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And also don't forget the live streaming at freetalklive.com. 64 kilobits per second. Very high quality. Check that out. We're going to get back to the phones. Back to the fun. Ken, near Chicago, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to make mention of how I carried a live round, 50-millimeter round of ammunition.
For your Desert Eagle?
Pardon?
For your Desert Eagle? 50 rounds. What kind of...
Not 50 rounds. 50
caliber round.
I meant 50 caliber round, yes. What was it for? What kind of weapon?
I think military. My kids had found it in the gravel in front of the house and had given it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like a keychain or a necklace or was it just
a round? No, it was a real live round of ammunition.
Huh.
Wait, how did they expect you were going to fire it? Were you just going to bite down real hard? Or?
No, they never found it. I didn't even find that I had carried it on board a flight out of Detroit to Atlantic City until about 5 months later.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, but so they didn't find it.
They didn't even find the live round.
No, they did not find it.
Well, that's a good thing for you, Ken, but I thought you were going to have a real good story for us about how they did find it.
Hey, no, here's what they did find. They found that I was carrying four almost empty cigarette lighters, the disposable type.
That's right. Against the rules, isn't it?
Yeah, they said that you're only allowed two. I said, okay, well, take your pick because they're all equally low and all about to run out.
Uh-huh.
And after looking at the different colors, they decided, oh, forget it, you can keep them with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, bending the rules for you, Ken.
I don't
special.
You want to hear something else that's really weird? When George Bush, a senior, was president at the White House, the first Sunday around Easter Sunday, they have an egg roll at the White House.
Right. Right.
Okay. My wife and I were taking our daughter, who was 3 or 4 years old at the time.
Okay.
And the Secret Service blocked us from going through the metal detector.
Hmm.
And even though I protested and I insisted that we be treated like everybody else, they refused to allow us to go through the metal detector, blocking my path as I attempted to go through it anyway.
Huh.
And to this day, I have no idea why.
So wait, you were trying to get into the White House area and walk
to the lawn. To the lawn. And where the Rose Garden is, the big front yard.
Right, and were you going to just watch the egg roll, or your daughter was going to participate?
Well, we got in. We did get in. We had no problem getting in. They just did not let us go through the metal detector.
What's
but
that
everybody
about?
Else had to go through the metal detector. He didn't have to go through.
Because you were invited, or what?
No, just part of the crowd that was going in. And for reasons that still unknown to me.
Huh.
They blocked our path from going through the metal detector.
That is bizarre.
Yes, it is. And
well, I
can
make a conspiracy theory up about that.
I don't know what the theory could be.
I don't either.
Well, kind of what's crazy is he had also the recipe. He could have made a little mini bomb on the airplane with the lighter and a bullet. I mean, that's you got the ingredients right there.
Maybe.
You know?
But he didn't even know he had the bullet.
Right.
It was in my breathing bag. I carry a... I have sleep apnea, so I carry a machine for breathing when I go to sleep, and it was in there. I had thrown it in there.
What is sleep apnea, for those who don't know the term?
It's when you stop breathing after you go to sleep.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was where you just kind of fall asleep randomly. That's not classy.
If you go untreated, you'll fall asleep randomly.
And then if you stop breathing, you could die.
Yeah.
Got it. Man, that's got to be something brutal. How long have you had that, Ken?
I don't know, but quite a while. But I had thrown the ammunition into the sleep bag, and I had decided long ago that I don't want to be treated like cow or a pig or any kind of barnyard animal, which is exactly how they treat everybody who goes onto a jet today.
That's a good point. You're all being kind of corralled and moved along through the system.
You're treated, in many respects, worse than and lower than an animal.
Let me ask you this, Ken. While we have you on the line here, real quick, our last caller, Tim, was questioning what we're going to do when this national ID card comes down. Are you going to protest in any way, or are you just going to go ahead and take it and move on?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I know what I'm advocating. I'm advocating that the people shut down commerce in this country in accordance with the Book of Jonah, Chapter 3.
They shut down commerce?
Sure.
Well, what is that going to do? That's going to kill the economy, right?
Not work.
Huh?
Just go off the job until the people who have divorced themselves from we the people. This is the government.
Why not just stop paying taxes instead of that? Why not just, I mean, if you're going to ask everybody to stop working instead, why not just ask them to stop paying taxes?
Stop buying and selling until things change.
All right, Ken.
That's where the power that we the people have. Unless we want to go to arms.
How are you going to eat?
Oh, the devil's in the details, Johnson. Ken, hey, we
I wouldn't worry about how we're going to eat. I'm going to worry about how we're going to live. Because you're not going to live very well from inside that.
Ken, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. I wish we had more time, but we're out of time, Ken. Listen to us again, though. We're on six nights a week, okay?
Will do.
Thanks, Ken. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. A perfect example that the TSA screeners don't catch everything. Of course not. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And we'll let you talk about anything that's on your mind, whether it be political, personal, something in between. You got a rant, you want to complain about the TSA and the situation in the airports. Well, plenty of people have things to say. And since we're devoid of calls for the moment, I'm going to get back to this article here where this gentleman had recounted his daughter's experience of having a pocket knife found in her backpack and having it confiscated, and then about a month later having a bill sent to her.
I wonder what an invoice. It would be $125. Do you think they'd raise the fine for a 50 cal round?
I think so. Probably. He said in the article before that he saw there was like a $2,000 fine if you happen to have a loaded handgun. So it'd probably be somewhere between $200 and $2,000, I would guess. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got a comment. But apparently we're not the only ones who are angry, Manwich and Johnson. This one guy writes in, he says, "Thank you for writing about the TSA thugs. They take your property and then mail you an invoice? Not quite as bad as shooting you and then charging your family for the bullet, but we're on the way. The administration has given up on WMDs, but keeps looking and looking for shoe bombs and pocket knives. I put this government on my no-fly list when they started groping passengers, which is, of course, another thing they're doing. Yet another reader who wanted his name withheld wrote this. Quote, just read your article about your daughter's experience with the TSA. Thank you. Until now, I too was guilty of ignorance of the law and breaking it as well. Fortunately for me, their selective enforcement policy has spared me the fine. Maybe the mitigating factor was the small size of my knife. Your article has caused me to consider the ramifications of carelessly transporting sharp objects like ballpoint pens, something that could cause considerably more damage than my knife. That's a point that I brought up before. Why not ban pens and pencils? You could hurt somebody with those things. Bill,
why not ban people? What they should do is they should saw off everyone's hands before they fly, because I could kill someone with my bare hands very easily.
Yeah. Well, then you might be able to kill them with your stubs, too.
You know, any one of those stewardesses or whatever, flight attendants, female flight attendant, I could probably snap a flight attendant's neck, you know, just real easy. You know, and...
Now you're on the suspected terrorist.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You guys really need to stop opening your mouths about this.
Exactly. You know, but what I'm saying is that when you start taking weapons away from everyone, you know, I mentioned a very large actor earlier, just because at that point it becomes might makes right. Whoever's largest,
true.
You know, then all you need is big terrorists.
After all, handguns are the great equalizer. A 7-year-old can put a bullet in Mike Tyson's head now.
Yep, that's true. There have been kids who have literally saved their families from being robbed in like a home invasion kind of thing with their weapons. And especially, you know, women who are in a bad area of town, carrying a weapon versus not carrying one seems like a sensible thing to do. Here's another letter from somebody. What happened to your daughter is absurd, as is the entire harassment program at our airports. 9/11 was a failure of border security, not airports' security. I know you wrote previously that you don't mind being shaken down as a potential terrorist. Well, I do mind. And after one post-9/11 trip, I stopped flying the airlines to avoid the nonsense. That is saying something, since my wife is a flight attendant for Delta, and we both have unlimited free passes.
Wow.
Never again will I subject myself to this so-called airport security.
Wow.
Because it really is not security. It's nonsense, because you don't see this type of security on buses.
What? Not yet. Stop giving them ideas. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We're here for another hour here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. We'll tell you about a little bit about the national ID card. Tie that into all this. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
If you're tired of...